What's up, knuckleheads? This is Chris Cale from Five Finger Death Punch, relaxing in Las Vegas on a little bit of a break before we head back to my old home state and play in my arch rival's hometown, the Louisville Cardinals. I'll be on stage representing the Big Blue Nation, talking shit, running my mouth, and rocking that stage as well, guys. Looking forward to seeing y'all. Go Big Blue. Woo! Tried to sue me, TMZ tried to sue me, blabbermouth and fucking sucker, cause they never fucking knew me. Everybody seems like they're waiting for me.
This is Talk To Me, the official podcast of MetalNexus.net. Your host, Joshua Toomey, bring you epic rants, anecdotes, and interviews with heavy hitters from hardcore
our new life regions
to hair metal. This is Talk To Me.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Talk To Me, the official podcast of MetalNexus.net. Make sure to head over to MetalNexus for all of your news, reviews, interviews, and the archives of the Talk To Me podcast. This is episode 178, and this is another Louder Than Life preview. We will be previewing the Saturday of Louder Than Life here once again with Eric Moore. What's up, Eric?
How you doing, man?
Oh, you know, just living the dream.
Can't beat it.
Other than the fact that you ordered a pizza when I'm on a diet and you're trying to kill me over here.
Man, I'm exhausted. I had to get some food. I wasn't cooking shit tonight. Pizza it was.
Pizza it was, and it's right there, and I'm eyeballing it, and I may have to grab a slice before the evening is over. Before we get into too much, though, let's talk a little bit about our good friend Scott Bowling. And the show Good Company with Bowling. We got to spend some time with Scott down in Nashville, didn't we?
Yeah, he surprised us, man. We went down there and had dinner with the guys, and it's time to get the ticket. And all of a sudden, we didn't have to pay.
We did not have to pay. I actually eyeballed that ticket, too, and the check was triple digits, like by much. And it was crazy that he picked up the tab on that one.
Well, let's just say the beer was flowing that night.
The beer was flowing. Yes, and the and his show, Good Company with Bowling, down there in Atlanta. It's a great show. If you check it out, it's on YouTube. It's at scottgoodcompany.com. Got so many great episodes in the back catalog. It's got Head from Korn, the guys in Islander, Sonny from POD, Eddie Trunk, all kinds of great interviews up there. If you like Seven Dust, Stuck Mojo, all that stuff, go and check out Good Company with Bowling.
I'm ready to do a drive to Atlanta. It's been a while.
We do need to go to Atlanta. I did talk to him the other day. I think I might be trying to go down maybe early next year or so.
Awesome.
Get through the holidays and then go spend the spend some time with Scott early in March, probably. February, March. Maybe Scott will be my Valentine's date.
Aw, that's so sweet.
That would be so sweet.
It better be your Valentine after getting through that traffic.
Woo! Ooh, yeah. And plus, Nashville traffic's terrible now, too.
Not as bad as Atlanta traffic.
Scott's going to have to fly me down. You hear that, Scott? You hear that, Scott?
Rockstar status.
Rockstar status. Right. Well, speaking of rockstar status, you went to a rock and roll concert last night. I want to hear all about Fall Out Boy, Machine Gun Kelly, and Gym Class Heroes.
Well, I went for Machine Gun Kelly, of course, but Gym Class Heroes was a bonus. Got there. They sounded great. It was kind of, I didn't know they had that many hits, but they were jamming. Machine Gun Kelly got on there and he killed it. He had the crowd going. And then Fall Out Boy came out and took a massive dump, I thought. I thought I was losing street cred listening to that stuff. But then, you know, you're sitting there listening to them and like, man, this is crap. And then you turn your head and there's like 10-year-olds going crazy like it's the Beatles or something. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, they definitely have like expanded into a different genre of like fandom, because, you know, obviously, you know, 10, 12 years ago, they were the kings of emo pop punk.
It was like a crap song. And then they did Sugar, We're Going Down Swinging.
Yeah.
But I was ready to go at that point. So I think I made it one more song and then headed to the exit.
Yeah, you told me you had to leave so you didn't lose your Slayer street creds. So.
Yeah, I can't be kicked out of that family.
All right, so tell me about Machine Gun Kelly. I know that's why you went, and he's making all the news lately with his beef with Eminem. So tell me about the Machine Gun Kelly portion of the show.
He came out, he rocked it. He always has the crowd going. He's got a full band, so it ain't like a normal rap concert. He actually plays, they all play instruments. he plays guitar, gets up and rocks it. He had the crowd going for sure. He came out and threw the horns up and did a Rap Devil for a verse or two and then switched into another song. But I think he played 12 songs.
So is he one of those that only plays like portions of his songs? He doesn't actually play full songs?
No, he just did that one. Okay. He just played a portion of that song and then went into another mix, kind of like remixed two songs together. But other than that, he plays full songs.
Yeah, sounds like fun, man, because he's been making a lot of the news lately with his beef with Eminem. I'm still waiting for Eminem's retort. Has he came back yet?
I don't think it's going to happen. He did like an interview with Sway and said that when he comes back with beefs, it always makes that person bigger than
right.
they should be. So I'm not sure if he's going to do one or not. I mean, I'm guessing he's going to, but it's been like 2 weeks now.
Yeah,
so
you can't. Yeah.
Maybe not.
It took Machine Gun Kelly like 24 hours.
Yeah, he did it in the parking lot of the bus. And he was ready to go.
My next goal is to put out an Eminem diss podcast and see if he comes back at me.
Anytime you get dissed on a Friday and the guy comes back with a video and a full song that was
by Monday
65 million views yesterday.
Jesus.
Good Lord.
That's so crazy.
Number one song in the country coming back off a diss. Can't beat it. Just think of the money he's making off of that song.
Yeah, well, YouTube and Spotify are probably about $65.
YouTube's a little better than Spotify, but I understand.
All right, well, let's get into the concert at hand. We've got Louder Than Life, day two, the Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun. Once again, probably plow through these first couple of bands, unless you want to say they sound like Eric Cartman and Tesla. But
I don't think so on this day.
Yeah, I mean, this is another jam-packed day. Friday is going to be awesome. Saturday looks like it's going to be awesome as well. A lot of highlights on this one. So let's kind of start at the beginning. Do you know anything about Stone Broken?
No.
The Jax.
Nope.
Awake at Last.
Never heard of them.
Blacktop Mojo.
Is that like Stuck Mojo?
Honestly, I have heard of Blacktop Mojo because one of the publicists that I deal with a lot loves this band.
Really?
I do not. So we're going to move on to the highlight of the morning, Cane Hill.
Cane Hill, I actually love.
Cane Hill is great.
I've seen them probably 3 times. I think first time I saw them, they opened up for Bullet for My Valentine, which plays on this day
mm-hmm.
as well. But they came out and they rocked the crowd, had the crowd going. Lead singer has ties to Kentucky, so that was cool. Yeah, I like Cane Hill a lot.
And in true Cane Hill fashion, I can't mention them without saying the one and only band that still rocks Primer 55 t-shirts.
Hey, that's a plus.
I told Elijah Witt, their singer, that when they come through town, I need to jump up with them and do a cover of Loose. And we have to do it now even more that Jason has passed away. So we'll see if I
can. Are you gonna do this?
I don't think so, but he smiled every time I've said it, so I'm sure he's just brushing me off.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. So yeah, let's check out some Cane Hill right now, and then we will talk to you guys momentarily.
Yep.
Awake, I almost never fucking find the fix.
All right, guys, that was Cane Hill, and now on to Sick Puppies. You a fan of Sick Puppies?
I used to like a couple of songs back in the day. That was back like the 2010, 2011, but kind of, you know, they kind of fell off, I think.
And all right, on to Bad Omens.
Nope.
Never heard anything. From Ashes to New?
I have.
Okay, what do you got?
They were pretty good. They opened up for New Year's Day, and hell yeah. At Mercury Ballroom. They were pretty decent.
Was that the night that we saw, was Chris Kale there?
Chris Kale was in attendance.
Nice.
Just hanging out by the bar.
That was the night that I turned into Chris Kale's personal photographer.
Yes, you did.
So fucked up. That was crazy seeing people's faces. Because we were just standing in the back talking. And then like people would be like, is that Chris Kale from Five Finger Death Punch? Why is he here?
Well, I walked to the bar to get a beer, and it was like I stepped on the brakes or something. I know who that is. Right?
Well, it was funny because I had earlier in the day told him that I wanted to go out to the show, and I was like, do you know anybody in Hell Yeah to go hang out? And he was like, he took a picture of himself like in front of a Welcome to Kentucky sign. He's like, why don't you hang out with me? I'm like, all right, well, let's do this. And so I went down and had dinner with them, and then we went to the show. And yeah, and luckily got to go and hang out with Vinnie Paul for a little while that night and hear some good Pantera stories. I had some questions for him that I needed answered. And one night that I will always wish that I had my recorder on me just recording the conversation. I don't even care if it was released. I just wanted to have that moment back.
It always happens like it.
Absolutely.
But I mean, that's cool, man. You know, you got to spend time with Vinnie Paul.
Yeah.
That's always a good thing.
That was fun because that was right after they did Rock on the Range, which was the first time that he played in Columbus since Dimebag's death.
Yeah.
And he was telling everybody, like, he was almost more annoyed that everybody kept coming up to him asking him how he was doing. And he said, as soon as Hell Yeah started, he had a really odd feeling. And then he said he mellowed out. And then for the rest of the day, he had a good time.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah. We can actually talk about Vinnie Paul coming up here in just a second. So let's get into, we got two bands starting at the same time. We've got Pop Evil and Dance Gavin Dance.
I have no clue. I don't have anything on Dance Gavin Dance. I have seen Pop Evil a couple of times. They do put on a good show. I think the first time I saw them was at Rock on the Range in 2014. They had the crowd going, you know. And I think they even brought in like one of the Run DMC guys.
Oh, cool.
On stage with them. But, yeah, they were pretty good.
Very cool. Yeah, actually, I think they actually, honestly, the first time I ever saw Pop Evil, they were opening for Five Finger Death Punch.
Hey.
So there you go. Back around again. And actually, you know, very radio friendly band, and they're going to put on a good show. I think I have seen them at Louder Than Life, too. But yeah, so let's move on to one of the highlights. The second highlight of the morning would be Seven Dust. Getting a little bit more love, maybe a little bit later start time. There have been a couple of festivals lately that they've been playing like super late, like almost headlining a second stage.
Oh, wow.
Which I think that they should definitely be much higher on a lot of these bills. But they don't get a lot of love in the legacy category.
Yeah, they haven't gained too much ground, and they're definitely underrated. They put on a hell of a show. You can't go wrong with Seven Dust. They're going to come to your town. They're going to rock it. They're going to make you have a good time.
Right.
But, yeah, they definitely need to get bumped up.
Absolutely. So in the spirit of that, let's check out some Seven Dust.
No! run and hide. You know I'll find you anywhere, motherfucker. Two-face brick with hell to pay. What's real is real. Stand and step up to the plate again. Swing, bada, bada, swing, bada, bada, swing. What's real is real. Stand and step up to the plate again. Swing, bada, bada. Fuck me for the last time.
All right, guys, that was Seven Dust, and on to the next thing up is a band you have to see at least one time in your life, and that's Gwar.
Yes.
I think the first time I actually saw them was at Sounds of the Underground at
yes.
Waverly?
Yep.
That was a good night and a lot of fun. Probably might be the only time I've seen them, but you have to see them before you die.
That was also the first time I saw them was Sounds of the Underground in Waverly Hills, but... it wasn't as good as the experience I saw them with Hatebreed in Lexington.
Nice.
It was definitely weird. Inside a small club, you know, they're 8 foot tall or whatever, nine foot tall. It was different.
Yeah, I remember when I was in a band in the late 90s, early 2000s, probably late 90s, we went and flyered a Gwar show like as it was letting out.
Yeah.
And everybody was basically like, well, you guys weren't at the show, we can tell, because we weren't Gwar'd. We weren't covered in fake blood and whatnot, so everybody's calling us out for pretty much being posers.
Yeah, you're supposed to wear a white t-shirt.
White t-shirt and get guard.
Yep.
Well, man.
There's no telling what kind of liquids is getting thrown on you in a Gwar show.
But it's going to be a lot of fun. I wonder how they go over in a festival setting. And
yeah, it's going to be interesting.
It is funny that they have an hour set change in between them and the next band on that stage.
Yeah,
they
got
to do a little cleanup.
Yep.
But,
on aisle five.
And actually, on to something I'm looking forward to, and that's the Vinnie Paul tribute. I'm assuming this was Hell Yeah slot to
yes.
begin with.
Yes, it was.
And, 5:15 to 5:45, nice half hour set. Looks like dudes in Five Finger Death Punch are going to get up, and a bunch of other random rock stars.
Hell Yeah guys are going to be there.
Hell Yeah guys are going to be there. I wonder which guys are going to be there. I'm sure it's going to be some random Pantera covers, maybe some Hell Yeah, some... I really doubt they'll do Damage Plan, but maybe they do. You never know. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and I definitely need to not schedule any interviews during this time frame so I can make sure I make it over there.
But knowing that in Louder Than Life fashion, there'll be somebody that's back there during that you're going to miss.
Right. Well, if someone is back there in the media tent while the Vinnie Paul tribute's going on, I don't want to talk to them because they are not paying respect.
I agree.
So let's go ahead and check out some Pantera.
Of course. Don't do walk.
I actually had to do my top five favorite Pantera songs for Decibel Geek the other day. And I came up with Slaughtered, A New Level, Yesterday Don't Mean Shit, Suicide Note Part 2, and Becoming.
You can't go wrong with that.
That's a list.
That's awesome.
And I'm going to play one of those five right now.
I wouldn't care what you did after you said Slaughtered. You could have said Walk.
So here's some Pantera.
There's nothing special about it.
Next up on the bill, Bullet for My Valentine, a band that actually had probably one of my favorite albums, The Poison, back when it came out probably 10, 12 years ago, however long that was, and they've still yet to really follow that up with a decent album.
No, they haven't.
They have moments.
They came out strong, and then they've kind of just
very strong.
Drifted downhill, but they'll drop a good song every now and then, but as far as a complete album, you can't go wrong.
Right. Yeah, they definitely need to. I always thought that those guys and Trivium would probably be like way bigger than they both are. Yeah, they're kind of like plateaued.
They're right there, grouped up with Seven Dust.
Yep. Yeah, they can't get past the threshold or the break the ceiling or whatever to get higher on these bills. So
yeah.
So Bullet from Matt Valentine, definitely will check them out. I like I said, The Poison is probably a great album from start to finish. Every album after that's only a few songs here and there.
I've seen them a few times, and their concerts are great.
Yeah, I saw them at Coyotes.
I saw them too.
Oh my, we were there together.
Wow,
man, that's the only show I think I ever saw there.
I saw
it's like a country bar every other day of the week.
I saw Seether. They had a free show there at the old Coyotes, but yeah.
Right. And then another band I'm actually looking forward to seeing is Body Count.
Yes.
I've never seen Body Count. That latest Body Count album could have been album of the year. Like, it was so good. Like, so well put together, and Ice-T was on point.
Yeah. That's one of the bands I really, really want to see.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, yeah, let's check out some Body Count.
Why not?
Boom.
Yo, I came home from work the other day. I was tired. I just wanted to sit back in my big chair and play a little Xbox. You know? Relax a little. Then my wife comes in. She starts telling me I play too much Xbox. I said, what the fuck do you mean? This is just how I relax. Can I just play a little Xbox? Then she says, I saw on Oprah today that guys that play video games don't love their wives. I'm like, motherfucking bitch, fuck Oprah. I don't give a fuck. I just wanna play my video game. I don't give a fuck about Oprah. Oprah ain't got no man. You better worry about your motherfucking self. I just wanna kill some motherfuckers on Xbox. She said, you seem like you have an anger problem. Maybe you need some help. I'm like, bitch, call the police now. Gonna be institutionalized. You come out brainwashed, bloodshot eyes. You won't have anything to say. They'll brainwash you, GC, they wait. I'm not crazy. Institution. You're the one that's crazy. Institution. You drive me crazy. Institution. You put me in an institution. Said it was your own solution to give me the professional help to save me from the enemy myself. The other day I go on the internet. I'm just trying to check my email. So I put in my password. It says I have an invalid password. I know my fucking password. So then it says go to customer service. So I get on customer service. I start talking to this dude. This motherfucker sound like he's from India or some shit. He says to me, what's your first dog's name? I don't know what my fucking first dog's name was. What the fuck's the matter with you? I just want my password. Give me my fucking password. So then he ends up giving me my password, and he says, your password has been sent to your email address. I'm like, I can't get in my email address. What about can't get in my email address? Do you not understand, motherfucker? He says, oh my god, it seems like you have an anger problem. You should have that checked out. Ah! I'm not crazy. Institution. You're the one that's crazy. Institution. You drive me crazy. Institution. You put me in an institution. Said it was your own solution to give me the professional help to save me from the enemy myself. The other day I'm just sitting alone on lunch break at my job, trying to eat a ham sandwich. Got a little potato chips in the side, a little Kool-Aid. This motherfucker walks up to me and says, are you gonna eat that? Like, yeah, I'm gonna eat that. What the fuck you think I'm gonna do? Shove it up your ass? Do you understand that that pork could kill you? Look, motherfucker, pork is not gonna kill me unless they figure a way to shoot it out of a fucking gun. But I might kill you if you keep fucking with me. He says, hey, calm down. I'm a vegan. Fuck a vegan. I could give a fuck if you eat sawdust, motherfucker. Just step away from my fucking sandwich. He says, do you realize how much sugar is in that Kool-Aid? I said, do you realize how much blood is in the human body? Do you want to see it, motherfucker? He said, oh my god, you need therapy. You have an anger problem. Ah! I'm not crazy. Institution. You're the one that's crazy. Institution. You drive me crazy. Institution. You put me in an institution. Said it was your own solution to give me the professional help to save me from the enemy myself. Suicidal.
All right, now your favorite band of the night, Bush, is coming up. I know how much you love Bush, right?
Not that Bush.
70s porno Bush is what you like.
I was surprised to see them this high on the list, but you know, because I haven't heard anything from Bush since '99.
Yeah, well, it's probably one of those things. It's going to be one of those things where we go and it's. Every other song is a smash hit. You're like, oh
yeah.
Shit. Like,
yeah, I remember now.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then oh, yeah.
It's going to be hit after hit. So yeah, there's Bush, and then Shinedown, your second favorite band.
Oh, that's my first favorite band.
good band. Not a terrible band. They have some decent tracks here and there, but for the most part,
I can't get into them.
I'll probably be in the back at this point, resting my poor old knees.
There would definitely be a beer run.
My leg, elbows.
Knees and toes.
My knees and toes. And, yeah, so grabbing some of those free Monster Energy drinks that are back in the press tent.
Yeah, you got to be careful with those. They're all over the place.
And then up to Five Finger Death Punch.
Hey.
I like some Five Finger Death Punch.
You can't go around with Five Finger Death
Punch. I got to go see those guys the other day, too, because they were with Breaking Benjamin. And I will say that the band being sober has definitely done a lot for the band. I think that they put on one hell of a show the last time I saw them. This was the third time I think I've seen them since Chris has been in the band, and had to have been the best one yet. Wow. Like, Ivan was, like, interacting with the crowd, getting everybody pumped up. The band seemed to be just on point. Like, the last time we saw them at the Yum Center, Ivan was a mess.
Yeah.
The band was a mess, and it just didn't come off well. And
I don't think I made it through the concert.
Yeah. But like I said, man, this last time I was like, wow. And I know more Five Finger Death Punch than I thought.
Hey.
It was one of those like Bush moments. I was like, oh, I know this song too. And like, I knew all the words and stuff. But yeah, man, it's cool to see. That I had a moment where Five Finger had just gone on, or they were about to go on. And I just turned around and looked, because we had decent seats. You know, Chris hooked me up. I appreciate that, Chris, if you're listening. I turned around and looked, and there's so many people there. And you always assume that, you know, I always assume he's doing well, but I never realize how well he's doing. I mean, I remember seeing Metallica and Pantera in the sheds back in the day, and crowds that size, you know, and now my friend is up there doing the same thing, and it's so bizarre to me. Like, it's unreal to know that he's doing that kind of shit.
And you know they have to be much happier now that everybody's clean and sober, and you have to worry about these disaster shows you see on YouTube. Right?
Memphis is not happening again.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, I heard him talking to some fans, and he said that there's a lot less infighting, and everybody seems to be happier out there on the road. So
I bet.
So good for them. Good for Chris. Good that they're headlining another goddamn festival, because that's what they do. They're like if there's a festival announced, Five Finger's headlining one of the nights.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And so let's check out some Five Finger Death Punch.
Hey, this is Chris Cale from Five Finger Death Punch. You're listening to Talk To Me.
Fucking old, and I'm almost nearly done. I'm glad that you were happy as another number one.
Last and certainly least, we have Godsmack.
That's a band I've probably seen probably 10 times just because they always opened up for all the other bands.
Yeah.
But,
you know, I will say that the 1 year that I toured on Ozzfest as like a worker, I think I saw like 5 shows, and they are a good live band.
Yes,
I'm not going to take it back. I'm not going to take that away from them. I'm just not a fan of the band.
Yeah.
I never have been and never will be. Good live band. I'm sure a lot of people at this point, well, I mean, I guess if you're there for Five Finger, maybe you'll stick around for Godsmack, but
there'll be a lot of people stay.
This might be one of those, like, get to the car early and kind of get on out of town kind of things after Five Finger plays.
Get on out of here.
Get on out of chaw. Get on up out of chaw.
But yeah, that's one of those bands that I'm kind of tired of. Yeah. You know, I've just seen them so many times. You know, you go see Korn, Godsmack opened up for them. You go see Stained. Godsmack opened up for him. Limp Bizkit, Godsmack. You know, it's just right. Too much.
So, yeah, that wraps up the Saturday at Louder Than Life. 3 stages going on. You know, most likely check me out around Body Count, Seven Dust, Vinnie Paul tribute. I'll definitely be poking my head out for that. That's the bad thing about having that press credential. So I don't really leave the press area. I'll just kind of like peek out and go right back and sit down and peek out.
Yeah, I mean, because you might have, you know, might want to pick your band for the day because something's always going to happen. As soon as you leave, somebody's going to show up. You're like,
Right. I think that's what happened the first year I was there. We went out and I went to check out a band. I came back and like members of Korn had came.
Yeah.
Through. I'm like, God damn it. And then, or like this year or last year, I stuck around in the back and, you know, John Five's walking through.
Yeah.
Actually, Chris walked through to say hello. And, you know, just a couple other people randomly walking in back there because kind of breaking the fourth wall or a little inside baseball talk, but I mean, you know, these bands have set times they're coming out to talk to all the media in the tent. A lot of these lesser known bands will definitely hang out in the press tent all day to get as much press as possible.
Yeah,
like Them Evils, man, they'll probably be there again this year and they're not even on the bill.
No kidding,
they weren't on the bill last year and they were back there. Like, yeah. they are some press hounds, but yeah, that's I'm sure like the guys in Cane Hill and a lot of those guys will just be back there trying to get on everybody's show.
I mean, like I said, he's got ties to Kentucky, so he might have a bunch of family there.
Might have him some Kentucky squish.
Squish.
All right, well, that wraps it up for the Saturday Louder Than Life. Once again, thanks to Eric Moore for hanging out with me.
No problem, man.
So, yeah, until the Saturday preview of Louder Than Life, this has been the Talk To Me podcast. That's been Eric Moore. I'm Joshua Toomey, and I will talk to you soon.